day 61, and I went from the Tongariro forest on the 42nd traverse to the Manga Te Popo hut, which is one of the huts on the great walks around the Tongariro Northern Circuit. And it's a nice hut. It took me 9 hours to get to it, and my feet are sore, very, very sore. The cloud cover was around most of the day, so views-wise didn't really come through, which is a bit of a shame. Now, I'm here. I kind of got to see the peak of Mount Doom, or Mount Nauruhoa, I think that's how you say it, and that was about it. And I seen a bit of Mount Rupehu as well, but not enough to give you a good picture of what it is. But I have been here before, and it's a magical place. It's just rough volcanic rock with tussock all around and moss, and yeah, it's a beautiful high country area shaped from many different volcanic eruptions. And it's just a shame that Mount Doom itself is surrounded by a cloud. I was kind of hoping that if it was a good day tomorrow, I would have probably gone up, but it's not going to be a good day. It's meant to be some nasty winds and rain and stuff, so I'm just going to do a short day to Whakapapa, which is only meant to be a 3 hour, but if the weather conditions are bad, it could get up to 5, it said. So it's going to be a short day, whatever. 9 hours was enough today. My feet just killed me so much, and it just hurt a lot. I had a few stops and ran out of water on the way up on the road. Literally, the 42nd traverse was good yesterday. Actually, that's one thing that happened is overnight they ended up, there was a, I don't know, some kind of rodent of some sort was trying to get into my tent. I had some nuts out inside my tent and maybe the smell of that, and he was always hanging around the corner where the nuts were. So, yeah, he woke me up at 3 a.m. and I couldn't really get back to sleep again, so I'm very tired after that. But the walk today ended up just being, yeah, the 42nd traverse from where I left off this morning right beside a river. Was literally just road. It was road the whole way through, but it was just a normal kind of road until I actually got to a proper road, or gravel road, and then to a proper road, and then back onto another road again. I had two people pull over on the way up saying, "Do you want a lift?" And I said no, so just add that to the tally of the amount of times that I've said no to people. It's gorgeous here. I just so wish that the cloud would disappear from the top, but hey, it's better than... I'm feeling better than what I have done over the last couple of days. It has been pretty tough, but I need to enjoy what I have around me, and it is gorgeous.